Shiv, and we b'shul Lipshitz, Yom Dalad, Pashas B'Shal.
Translator, have someone translate you. Okay. Agdama, a very short Agdama, that the Zohar was printed in Shin Chaf by Tzadikim, and then 2 years later by Christians and Meshumadim, and the first one is called Tfus Mantovo, and the second Tfus is called Tfus Krimona. That's the Tfus of the Magen Avraham and the Shloh. And so the Girsa is not so reliable. After that, we had the Arizal, who was metaking the Girsos. He wrote down on the side of his Zohar all kinds of Shinin Ruskols. And then in Tfus Kushta, and the Arizal's Hagos are called the Derech Emes. And then in Tfus Kushta, they say, it says in the Sharblat, they have it from Reb Chaim Vital. So if you look in my Zohar, the brackets, you'll see, I assume you can see the brackets somewhere, the brackets are all the Derech Emes. The parentheses are the Tfus Mantovo. And so, no one can be Mavatal a Girso between the Rishonim and the Girso of the Rishonim is Pashas, with the parentheses, and the one of the brackets is the Ari. A lot of them are Pashas mistakes, but, we can't touch anything, so we have to be Mesiachis to it. And the lines, the straight lines, that's from Tfus Kushta, and hopefully that's from Reb Chaim Vital. So, So I want to start on Daf Aleph and Beis. It says page 2, and it says the Keta, that's the parah that starts Amar Reb Shimon, Amar Reb Shimon. Right? You got it? That's probably on, it says Aleph and Beis, and then a 2 afterwards. And the last paragraph. Again, the one thing I will tell you, everybody should realize that, if you don't understand something, ask. I'm not going to know what you don't understand. And that's when you're really going to steig, is when you have a question, you ask it, and I answer it. That's how you're going to really grow in your learning. That's how I steig in my learning, and that's probably how you're going to grow too. But so anyway, let's learn. Amar Reb Shimon, Alozer Bni, Psok Milecho Mizgale Stimo De Rosa Ilo De Bane Almo. De Bane Almo. The bani amal lo yadin, right? So what's it say? So Reb Shimon told Elazar to be megal your dvarim milecho, and never to be megal the sosum of the soida elyoin. She bnei alma lo yadin, that everyone downstairs doesn't know about it. Now, if you're zoicha to learn the idra, you'll see that each person in the idra was megal different parts of the divrei Torah. That's what everyone knows from Rav Baruch Haber, Saint Chalkein of Zechol. I mean, it's in the Idra, but that's different things. Each one was attacking a different chalik in the Idra Rabba. And if you look in my Agdamo to the Meir Idra, it should be pretty clear. But that's what's going on here. Rav Shimon says to his son, Timegala your Saidis. And Shosik Rav Elazar, he didn't say anything. Bacha Rav Shimon, the Koim, Rigo, Makama Chad, Shato, Darga, I don't understand it all, but what can you do? That's a Girsa. The Koim, Rega Chado, he stopped for a second. Amr Rav Shimon, Elazar, my Eile. Right? What's it mean when the Pasuk says Eile? What's it mean? Itema koch vayu mazale, right? He's going on the Pasuk of Suma Roma Inech Ru Mi Bara Eile. So what's the Eile? If you Imtema koch vayu mazale, you're going to say it's koch chavim and mazalois. Weiter around Daf Zayin, there's a Mikdash Melech which says koch chavim are Chasadim and Mazal Zagvurois. I don't know. Ha is Chazak Taman Tadir. You can always see them. Ubama is Briu. And they're made with Ma. Kama de'at Omar, Bidvar Hashem, Shamayim Nasu. Right? So that's why it can't be the Kachav Mazal. E al milin steamin, lo lift of Eile. Why does it say Eile? The Ha is Galia Ihu. El Raza Do, lo is Galia, bar Yoma Chadid Havina, al Kef Yama, va'asa, el Yo, va'omar li. Rebbe, Yadata Mahu Mi Bara Eila, Aminale, Ilain Shmaya Vecheleon. That's the Shmaya and the Tzvois. Uvda the Kucha Brichu, the Isle La Barnash, the Stakalabahu, Ulvarchale. You have to look at everything, my Hashem and Mavarch. So whenever it's in the end of the Idra Rabbah, it says that Rav Shimon was mispaleh. He was intrigued why. Eliyahu didn't come, and if you look there in the Maim Adirim, it says that whenever you're learning Kabbalah, Eliyahu Novi is Megal himself to you. Okay, I guess we're not learning the Dargah unless Eliyahu comes in. But if you look in, it should be also Daf Vov Rezayin here. It talks about Rav Hamnuna about the different Giluim of different Neshamos which come down to Megala Torah, those who learn Lishma. And that's what happened in the beginning of the Tikkunim. The Tikkunim starts off that all the Marechet Shamayim, all the Besifta Derekiah came down to Megala Soidois at that time, and that's because they were on that such a dargo in the Kesivas HaTikkunim. So that's why you see Eliyahu and all these other Neshamas being Mizgal at that time in the Zohar. All right. So anyway, it says Shmaya Veichelon Uvda Dekuch Bricha the Isle the Barnash Distakal Behu Lavarchule Dechsev Ki Era Shamecha Maase. It's Mosech v'Goymer, Hashem Adonai Ma Adir Shimcha b'Chol Aretz. Amar Le Rebbe, Milastima Hava Kame Kuchav Richa v'Galim b'Mesifta Ilo v'Dahu b'Shaita d'Stima d'Kol Stimin Baal Izgalio Avad b'Reishin Nekuda Chado v'Dah Salik Mehevi Machshava. Right. So the Stima d'Kol Stimin wanted to be Mizgale, and therefore he made the beginning one dot. V'Dah Salik Mehevi Machshava. Right. So what's the footnote say? Rats the Galus Malchusoi. That's the Mikdash Melech. The Mikdash Melech is Rosh Shalom Buzaglo, and that's one of the Yisrael Sigma Farshim on the Zohar, which is hard to get nowadays. But Shem Yalzor. Anyway, so he's Megala Nekuda Chadol, and the Mikdash Melech says that's Abba. Steam it called steaming. It's Pashas Keser, but I'm licked my cup. It's got another pshat, which I'm not. I have to remember it somehow. It might come soon. But das salikum evi machshava tzirba kol tziurim, right? So everyone's gonna know this is pirish aide abat tzir ima bezun, right? Chokak ba kol galifin vaaglif bo botzina kadisha stimo glifo dechad tzira stimo kodesh kadoshim vinyana amika denafik mego machshava viikra mi. So what do you do? He was chokak ba kol galifin. So tchilat tzir oisam betzir dak, va'akar chach oisam etzirim chok behem ach nichnasa chakikla toch haluach hakavona ki beroiv ora chok b'loyu nikarim zun, rak tzirim be'almo ve'achak l'roiv shiyosam sham nechikul shudover mamashii yoisam min etzir va'matzair ve'achokeku ein soif baruchu. So again, when he says ein soif, you'll see in the tikkunim that the keser is called ein soif. It's called Keser Mila Gav, and Ein Sof Mila Bar. And I don't remember the daf of this, but if someone really wants to know the daf, I can find it for you pretty quick. Anyway, so he was Mechoyko called Yuvah Igloch Botzina Kadisho. Everyone knows Botzina Kadisho is Reb Shimon, but here it is Abba Nikro Botzina. Kiyesh Bechochma Ktsas Din. Liyosha Chochma Da Arich Hilbisha Ligvor Da Atik. This is pretty obvious in Sharatik, I think. Vekara Kadisho Kiyah Chochma Nikro Kodosh. That the Yichud Brocha and Kedusha, Kodosh is Chochma, Yichud is Das, and Bina is what's left? Yichud Brocha. Okay. Anyway, Stimo. Why is it called Stimo? She nelemes toch ima vizun. There's no gilui of Abba ever. Right? We all are fathers, but we're never seen in the child. It's only they always come out of the mommy. That's how it happens. Glifu chad tzira stimo kodesh kodeshim. What's the chad tzira stimo? He bina. Shegam he stuma toich zun. Just the reason why one of the reasons I want to do this is because that if you look in the Hagdama at the Eitz Chaim, one of the things it says that learning Kisvei Arizal will bring you to a darga where you can understand the Zohar, which is Chazal, and it's for certain reasons it lost. No one understand. Not too many people learn Zohar now, and hopefully it should be part of the limud because that's the etzem chazal. That's what the Ari is being mafarish. He's not saying nevuas. He's saying pirushim in the divrei Zohar. A lot of them are in the Idra Rabbi Drizuto. The Idra Rabbi is the tikkuni zun and the keser, and that was the milo of the Idra Rabbi and the Idra Zuto when he was one leg. In Olam Shal Emes, so therefore he can megal the Giluyim of Abba v'Imo. So that's the Mile of Idr Zuto. But anyway, Ebesel Vaiter, Tzira Tzima Kodesh Kodeshim Binyona Amika the Nafik Migo Machshav of Ikri Mi. Sheruso Reishiso LeBinyona. I know what's interesting, Reishiso and Sheruso. Not really so sure, it's both at the beginning, but both Nuskols we have. Kaimo, Velo Kaimo, Amik V'Sosi B'Shma Lo Ikri Elami. Since its existence is not so clear, right, it's the shame, but it's not called by that name. It's only called me. Baal is Galya Liskari Velo Iskari. That's probably a mistake. But Liskari Vishmo Vislabish Lavush Yakar de Nohir Uboro Ela. Vesalik Ela Bishmo is Khabrun Aswan Ilin Bilin Vishtali Bishma Elokim Vaadlo Bora Ela Lo Salik Bishmo. Until this was made, there's no shame Elokim. The Inun de Chovu be Eglo, right? The Chobu Be'eglo Al Raza Dna Amru Eila Elohecho Yisroel. This is the same Avera that they took. It's called Kitzis Benetias when you're Kitzis the Gilui from the Sharish, which is what happened. And that's why that was their Avera. Shamavar Shu Bechinas Shal Golus. And that is every Bechin of Golus is going to be this. It's going to be a Nituk from Shamayim of the Giluim. And that's what Golus really is. A Kamad Ishtatef Mi Be'eila Hachi Hu Shma Ishtatef Todir. Right, just like the me is mischaber with the Ela. Does it say what this is exactly? I don't want to say too much because I want everyone to see it. In the you should know these when it says Mikdash Melech here in my sefer, I'm quoting it word for word. I'm not being nogay at all. K'mo shebrias oilom nichtas nohi de'ima bezo vaz naasa shem elokim. Right, the me is the bina and the Ela is the vak the zol. Kach tamin kol yom v'yom nichtasim nohi de'ima bezo lachein nikro. Habina Elokim. Now, when he says every day, you know, that's also every morning. It's also every time you do any mitzvah correctly. You're being metake and you're being megala moichin into the maisim, and that's Be'ez Hashem. That's even without ideas of Kabbalah, it's still doing it. But the more you know, the more you can mechave, the more the better off the tikkun is. Hachi hu shmad ishtatif tadi v'roza da iskaim almo right uparich. Elio v'lo chaminalei. He disappeared. Okay. Umine yadana milad ukimna al razav sisro dila asar v'lozar v'kulo chavraya v'ishtchatu kamei bochav amru ilmole lo asina l'alma el ishma do dai. Now when he says asar v'lozar v'kulo chavraya, it says in the end of the Idra Rabba that Reb Shimon, his whole life in Nistar, only had 9 Talmidim, and 3 of them died in the Idra Rabba. And so these are the Chavrayah. They're called Chaverim. If you, I think, I've got a shot in why they're called Chavrayah. I don't know if I'm right, but you can look at the beginning of the Idarabo. I talk about it. Amar Reb Shimon, Aldo Shmei Vechelehon Bema Isbaryu. Right? And that's because everything was made with the shame Ma. Dichsiv Ki Era Shamecha Maase Etzbosecha Uksiv Ma Adir Shimcha B'chol Aretz Asher Tano Hoitcha Al HaShamayim. So, right. Al Shamayim Iu Lasalka Bishma Begin the Bora Nahiro Le Nahire Vislabish Da Bedova Salik Bishma Ilo Vada Breshis Bora Elokim Da Elokim Ilo Deha Ma Lohavi Hachi. Right, when it says Elokim Ilo, means that Elokim is also Shaykh to Gvuro and also Shaykh to Bina. Usually, if you're going to learn in Kisyari, Elokim is never Bina, it's always Elokim Chaim. But and there's lawyers like that also. But again, he's saying here, you have to be very careful. Leman Kisvi Ari, when you see something, especially in Gro and Ari, even in Zohar, when it says Elohim is Din, right? You have to be very careful in doing that, because Elohim can also be Malchus, can also be Bina. Here it's Bina, and there's plenty of places it's Malchus also. So before you, what do you call it? Mevin, Dover Mitoch Dover. A lot of times you have to be careful. Whatever. The ha ma lo havi hoki lo is bani el beshaita dis mashkan asvan ilain mi ilain eila mila eila latatum. If ima o zifas labarta ma no'o. Right? A mommy lends her daughter her begodim. That's the levushim, right? That's going to be the nohi malvel mabusheo. Let's see footnote. Makashes la malchus. Tikanuk idea haras abino, that's the pische sharim, vihinas idea lias zun, lamail baba vimo, venislabshu, baab vimo pnim yusom, venasis ima lepnim yus nuk. This is all very basic things in the kisfiari. Vazun is davim panim aponim, fubes manja in skus masim betachtim lasois, esa tikan baatsam, vasna sa zigo bimchinus mashkas, lamani esse. That's the halbosh, that's the halvos begodim. Vakashita la bekishuteho. It's interesting. Here it says she's mekashet her with her kishutim on davov. There's another tikkun. It's metakin la betikunel, and the Ramaz is medayiket. All right. Eimas haKashit la bekishutim kedekal chazi b'shayt is chazun kama kol dhurot. When it's revealed in front of all the dhurot, dechsiv el pnei haodon havaya v'da ikri odoin. Right, what's the odon? That's going to be the malchus. Mitchila nikra adni lashne kevo ba'ata shekibla kishutei ima hanikras alma didhura nikras gama malchus odon lashon zochor. So whenever something is a zochor or an akeva, you have to realize that the bechina above it, it's always going to be an akeva, it's always going to be a mekabel, and the bechina below it, no matter what it is, it's always going to be a bechina of a zochor. So when it says the ima is an alma didhura, so that's just biyachas to the malchus, because the malchus is the olam below it. Kamara at Omar, Hine Aron Abris Odon Kol Arts Kedain, Nafkas He, Valias Yud, Viskashitas Bamani de Kuro, right? The Kablehon, the Kol Tcharbe Yisrael, the Asfon Achronin, Mishkan Lon Yisrael, Me Elo, the Gabe Osar Do, Elo is Kero, Ad Krano be Pumo, Veshafichna Dim Ohai. Birus nafshi begin la amshocha osvon ilain. What's he saying? Kmadat amar hine aron bris aldon kol arts kedei nafkas hay. There's a gili of the ois hay. Pashas ayachron. But ilias yud is kachitas b'mani d'churo. The kibleim the kol d'char Yisrael. The asvon achrin mashkan lo Yisrael. Me elo legabe osar da elo oskaro. Askir b'fi v'shafachti dim oisai. Amar Rabbi Elazar, this is a very interesting girso. Shtika dili or delay bona migdasha la'elo. Right. So what's the difference in the two girsos? I mean, it's either my shtika or his shtika. Right. So it's my shtika. This question. I kept my mouth shut, and my father got to say these divrei Torah over mezayfim attacking these things, and. If it was shtika delay, it sounds like the lashon of his diburim is a bit dibur of shtika. But this is a very chashuva. This is one of the reasons why I wanted to do this, is because this footnote number two. Now, that if you look at footnote number bays, mikan the ikar kedushas limud kabbalah my losa who ledaber bebechinas shalamayla davka v'lo shalmato kide letaken v'lo oyer ba'oyroi seyam shalmaylo. Hatzadikim asher bishvilom nivra olam hey ma mafteh lechol olamos kulam shekulam niftochim nizgarim api taluchoseim v'chol gilov yizborach shemoy asher batzilus boim al yedehim. Now, as far as I remember, I think it's here. I'm afraid that the typesetter erased it because we didn't have space on the page. We're going to keep the Tzurus Adaf, and so what the Deya says. The first thing that when you're Megala the Diburim, that's Metakin the Olamos Lamailo. That's, I'm pretty sure it's in the my Rashi right here, but that's the main Milo of Limatero, especially the Matero Shel Nister, that the Tikkun of the Limud is Dafko, learning the words and saying them out bepeh, and that is the real tikkun. You know, there's no that it's shogar bepi harbei, that it's to bring you to his orus, to avoid his Hashem besimcha or with more islavus, or it's to bring you to a havana and to understand hanagas Hashem. Now again, that's, you know, there's a hole there because there's a lot of divrei Torah in the Zohar and the Kisvei Arizal, which I'm not really sure you need every single kavan of every shame of every netilas lulav in order to do that. But the question is what the Ramchal and other mechaberim meant. As far as I can tell, you know, this is my cook, and feel free to, you know, if you have a better rye than what I have, is that in the beginning of the Shechaim, he says that we're going to be medaber binyanim ha'ela al derech ha'pashtanim. Right, and if you look at my Nefesh HaChaim, you'll see I have a long ha'ara being masbir that, yes, you're taking the nister, you're making it pashut, and that's a whole mahalach, and that's the whole Nefesh HaChaim. And pashut, that's what the Hasidim trying to do, and that's pashut Reb Chaim was trying to do also. And that's, and what the Ramchal did was to make it, to take those giluim to, you know, havana ma'asit in your avodas Hashem. And that's what a lot of Mechaberim did, and there's no Biddle Torah, it's not a design of Torah, but, and that's a big but, that it's, we're taught that, you know, it's a Medrash and Mishle, that, you know, wherever Darga you got to in Limud Torah, they're going to have a Tfiyah on Yom Shamayim, why didn't you Steig Weiter, right? And so the highest Darga, I think, I mean, is Maisa Merkava. And Maisa Merkava is only Be'etzim. You know, if you're going to learn the whatever part of Zoyar, Kisari, whatever, and you're going to bring it to Avodas Hashem, that's not Maisa Merkava at all. That's Limud Musar or Yisayrus or whatever it is. It's not Bittul Torah, but it's not Maisa Merkava, and it's not the Milo of anything you're going to see in these Sfarim. The Milo is Limud Sefer Kishatzmo. Now, there's another Nakuda, which is pretty obvious to anybody, you know, if it's talking about being mechavin something, right? So you have to be mechavin that eventually. You don't have to mechavin today, you have to mechavin next year. But you have to, you know, limud shalom as la'asois is a big chisaron in Torah. But, you know, again, you have to get to that dargo. Chutz mi anything ma'asit, any kabbalah ma'asis, the Arizal says it's also bizman hazeh, which is interesting because he did it and he said it's also. But, and we know certain people who did certain things, but whatever, it's like anything else, turn to your gedolim. But the main tikkun is this, is the limud hadvarim kipshutom, and that's boina abeis aminu shel maila, and that's boina tikkuni, that you can't get through nigla, and you can't get through maisim. It's sarft, another nekuda, which came up just recently, not so recently, but it's a chashuv nekuda, that there's, I don't know if anyone says l'shem yichud, but the nusach in the Ari, I think, as far as I remember, it's in Shal Ruch HaKodesh, Hashem, before every mitzvah, you're supposed to be chavin, Hashem Yichud Kudsha Brichu Shchintei B'dechilu Urechimu. Or B'rechimu U'dechilu. Right? So, now, this is something which was changed in Klal Yisrael, that Kudsha Brichu Shchintei, everyone should know, is the chibur of Vak and Nuk, that's the chibur of the, you know, of the, whatever, the Marechet HaPnimi, right, the Pnimius, to the Maisim, And that is a tikkun with every single thing you do, every single time you wear tzitzis, every single time you wear a kippah, every single time your wife yells at you and you keep your mouth shut, that's metakin things. And that's metakin, if you're connecting to it, that's metakin kuchibrichu shchinta, that's a chibur, every single thing. That, everyone can say every single time you want. Now, the only problem is when someone gets to say, b'dechilu rochimu, now, b'dechilu rochimu, everyone knows, is avan yiro, which is sort of strange. How can you say avan yiro? You just said kuchibrichu shchinta, whereas isn't avan yiro part of that kesher? Well, it's pretty posh, both in the Shar Ruach HaKodesh and in the Piskei Shar, and the Pri Eitz Chaim, is that that's talking about Tikkuni Abba V'Imo. Tikkuni Abba V'Imo is only through Kavanos of the Kavanos. And then now in the Kavanos, that's also people played around with, but let me just say that if someone says B'Tchilu Rochimu, and he's thinking about Hergesh, right? So that's a Zilzal and Torah, and that you really shouldn't be doing it. And that's what the Lady Huda says. Again, if the Lady Huda learned the Ari, I don't know. But that's the taina of the Lady Huda against that. That's that even the Mikubolim are against saying B'dechilu Rochimu and being mashpilit to Avan Yiro of a Hergish, because that's not what it's going on. It's going on the Kavonis of Abba Vimo. And that's, again, the Kavonis also, the Leshem says it out, that there, it's a big aveir to Mechavin, to Keser, or to Abba, right? You're only mechavin to Shemus of Havaya, or the Shemus of Rezoich de Mizgale by the Rashash. But to be mechavin anything besides that, mechavin the shame of a sphero, that's a very big problem. And so I'm just saying that to work. What? Well, B'tchilu or Rechim, but you say, why is it both of them? Again, you're asking good. I can look it up, but I don't think I should do it now. But I think it might be Avim and Yisrael Sabbath. But don't take that as anything. If you want, get in touch with me, and I'll try and show you the Marmokum, and I'll try and give it to you. But it's a,
When you say
Hegish,
let's say a person's holding a Madriga tap, a tzaddik, so the tap of Madriga of Avis and Shem Yisham, not his own Hegish. It's
like
a
Dagu. Yeah, I know. Hopefully everyone has got Avim and Shem Yisham. Why'd you come? You came for your own Gaiva, and you came for Avim. Yeah, I hope so.
So that's not being
mechan for
Abba Vimu, but it's not just his
hergish,
it's something that...
No, when I say hergish, I mean l'toelis. I mean, imagine, when you, when your wife serves you food, right, and you eat it, and you have no hergish in it, you don't have any taste in it, your wife won't appreciate it. Also, when you're doing a mitzvah, you're using your wife, and you don't like doing it, she'll chop. HaKadosh Baruch is the same way. If you don't like learning Torah, if you don't like doing mitzvahs, you don't like being misgabbing your midos, HaKadosh Baruch will realize that you'll get less schar, yes. Even though you're doing the shem shamayim, you have to feel it.
Yep. It's wrong with having the...
I didn't say it's wrong having the hergesh. I think merchuiv to have Ava and Yira every single part of your life. Mm-hmm. Every single thing you do. You put on a kippah, Ava and Yira. You don't yell at your kids, Ava and Yira. But that's not B'tchilu Rochimu of the Lashem Yichud. The Nusuk Lashem Yichud, that reason was Megala in the Shar Ruach HaKodesh, in the Pri Eitz Chaim, that's talking about Ava V'Ima. And that's the tikkun of Yudke Vavke. Yudke is the Ava V'Ima, that's B'tchilu Rochimu. And Vavke is the Kuch Brichu Shchinte. Now, if you're not zochet metakin, fine, you're not zochet metakin, don't do it, but don't. You're not allowed to say it. You're not allowed to say b'tchilu rochimu. Now, everyone doesn't agree with me,
but the
Arizal said because he was metakin. He was mechavin the kavanos of Abba V'Ima. When he says that, but for every mitzvah, you have to do that, because he says you have to mechavin the kavanos.
So if a person would be mechavin Abba V'Ima,
Avada. It's just when you're not. The problem is, but I think most people, when they read that, b'tchilu rochimu, they're thinking of Avo, Euro, that's, it's not it. That's the problem. That's what I was trying to bring out. But again, but you have to realize is that in all of Avodas Hashem, a lot of times it's very hard to chop what the biggest mitzvah is, but the more you know, the more you realize the biggest, and the biggest mitzvah be'etzem is the limud itself. Again, if it comes to tikkunim of kavanos, bakasha, wonderful. And the grow in a certain place says it's coming to do yichudim, which is part of what's going on. But it's that's only that part of Kisveri, which is talking about Yehudim. Plenty of it's not talking about Yehudim. All of the Mate Bomate, all of Akudim, all of Achaf, all these, a big chunk of it is not. And that's a very enormous, enormous mitzvah. The more you're talking Mate Bomate, you're talking the, which is called the Giluim of Pedaak. Wonderful. What could be better? That's much better. Heck than anything else in all of Shas. But whatever. It's also hecher than the rest of the Eitz Chaim. But that's the side point. That's one of the highest dargas. But whatever. So anyway, this is b'shtig dilei bona mikdashot la'elo u'bona mikdashot la'tato b'vaday mile b'sela mishtuk b'train mile. So what's the train here? It's interesting. B'sela ma da'amarno v'is'arno be mishtuko b'shtayim ash d'shtiku d'ivru train almin kachado. Right? So if I would have spoken, I could only be attacking here. But if, since I was quiet, and Rav Shimon was attacking, unless, again, the shtika is going on Rav Shimon himself, so then the etzem that shtibur be shtika can be attacking two olamos. That make sense? Or did I lose you guys? Okay, thanks for the answer. I'm Rav Shimon. Mikan v'ala shlimu dekro dechsiv hamoitzi v'mispar tzvom train dargin inu deitztarich lemeve roshim kol chad minayu. Chad da, the itmar ma, the chad mi. Da ilo, v'data to. Right? There are two dargis which are nitkan. All right? One is ma, and one is mi. What's it say in the footnote? This is the Maimar Rashbi. It's very interesting. The Arizal, I mean, the Zohar, what we have is mamish pieces here and there, but again, Baruch Hashem, but you know, it's very hard to use because, you know, when you're learning Zohar, to get my Rashbi out, it's not so easy. You always have it in front of you, and he's only, you know, he goes from Daf, you know, Daf Hey or Vov to Tesvov, and nothing in the middle. So, he ne beis mizrakas elu roish habinyan ha'elyon v'soif ha'elyon la'shpia v'tachton la'kabel ha'elyon ne'elom v'tachton niglib. Another thing you should be careful with, and that's you know, a lot of these things people can guess and people can stumble. This is what it means. Stumble is what it means. But you really do your best to never, ever do that. I know it's hard, but, you know, you have to really have perfect makoros, especially in Nister, Nigla also. You can't be matar any Melechus Shabbos without a makor beferish in Bezos Hashem, Gedolei Acharonim, or Rishonim, whatever it is. But in Nister, it's mamish a lot worse because the second you say something wrong, You're mekalke lamailo, and so it's a lot of daikanut, a lot of being very careful. That's why, you know, I encourage everyone who can to learn the Gedolei Mefarshim and not the Avreichim nowadays who write kitzer, art scroll, svarim. But if you do a lot less, still, it's sometimes very, when you get a bad machshav in your head, when you get even just something which is not 100%, something to get it out takes forever. And so just a warning that, I mean, Bez Hashem, I hope everything I've done is always, I've got a makor for every single thing I say, and you can check it up inside. I say the Mar Mokum, you can always find it. And I encourage you to do that, because that's how you're going to really, really shtay. Anyway, ha'elyoin neshom l'binyam, v'asheni neshom l'mash l'mati menu. V'zeu do l'elu v'dat tato, v'shneyem rishumuim u'mufursamim v'ze b'elyoinim, v'ze tachtoinim, v'zen yersham b'elyoinim l'halimoy. Zed Yeshom Behem Legiluyov. Ze ki ze alma di isgalio, ze alma di iskasio. Kenoido. Vine, bechol mokom, sheesh hei yesero, lifamim yore al hei ilo, lifamim yore al hei tato, vine moitze ha moitze bemispar, hu al hei ilo, sheen kamoyu, ki hu amachayas kulom, hu ha moitzeim bemispar, ki bebina nichlels ha sheesh ksovos. Close. Rav Acha Oilun Lesamach Rivavon. So this is a. Whenever it goes up, every oilum, it goes up another. What do you call it? 10 to 100 to 1,000 to 10,000. Vezesha Omru be Mispar Shitin Riboy Inun de Kaimin Kechada Ki Kulam Oindim Bina Behelam Godol Hua Moitzila Mata Leminom Batzils Vrio Batzir Vasir Vahinim Shochim El Yoinim Venikroim Tzvoom. That's the shame. This is where we're going on. What's the noin? What's the ishtamoida here? Kol milin de inun bisgalio, ksuvin. That's probably just a translation. It's not, you should know, when it says dal aleph, it says derech emes. This is a mistake that fell in tfus Zitomir, that in Fus Kushta, so they brought down a lot of Mefarshim. I think they say which sefer it's from. I forget which sefer it's from. I think it's from, I don't want to say which one because I don't remember one, but if you look in the Shar Blot, it should be there. But they put there a lot of Mefarshim at the bottom of the page. Now, in the Tfus Amsterdam, they took the Derech Emes, which was the Hagos of the Arizal on the Zohar, and they put it on the side. So you had the original Tfus Mantova inside, and on the side you had the Derech Emes. And it had on the top of the page, it said Derech Emes. Now, in Zitomir, they took what was the bottom of Kushta, they put on the side, and what was on the side, they put inside, and they left the koteret, they left the title up top. So it says Derech Emes, but it's a complete mistake. It's got nothing to do with the Derech Emes, it's just Mefarshei Zohar. But it's good to know, because you shouldn't think it's the Ramaz quoting the Arizal or something like that. Anyway, v'leis kavose kegav nedo, v'leis kavose, yishtamor v'leis kavose, kegav nedo hamoitzi lechem min ha'aretz. What's the hey yisoid? Hamoitzi ahud yishtamoido. Hamoitzi da darga tato. That's the Malchus. V'kulo chad, b'mispar shitin ribo ino de kaimin kechado, v'apiku chayolin lizinayu, d'leis lon chushbana, kegav nedo lekulom, bein inun shitin, bein kol chayolin dilohon, B'shem Yikra, my B'shem Yikra, itema de karolon b'shmas hoin. How do you work this thing? De karolon b'shmas lav ochihu. De imkein b'shmoy mibay el b'zimna de darga do lo salik b'shma. This is not megal v'ikre mi. Lo oilid, lo abik tmirin lezine. Since it's not migal itself, it's just called me. It's not called ma. It's not mizgal. It's nelom. It's going to be called me. It's not moilid. It's not moik tmirin lezine. The hidden things for its mean. Afagav the kulhu habu tmirin bay. All right. Kevin the mara ela vistalik bishmei viikri elokim kedain bechela deshmo do apiklon. Bishlemu, but dahu b'shem yikro. That's the b'shem yikro. About who shame delay, koro v'apik kol zina lezino. All right, that's how he's moiti every minu min. All right, and look at the footnote. I did kriyas hashemos kosher oisam b'shor shom ha'elyon v'yichin oisam l'mayla kosher kosher b'tikunim tikun memtes tikun nun zayin v'ayidezeh nimshach aleyem or kedusha b'shor shom ha'elyon shevkodosh kodoshi v'ayidezeh nivru v'yotsu me'ara l'gamri. Right, that's every tikun of every single thing we do is connecting to above, and that's going to be, you know, that's, he says, that's but Kriyas Hashem. If it, again, can, all right. The Iskaima Bishlai Musa Kigab Nadal, Ra'a Karasi Bishem, Batal Ben Uri Ben Kor, Dad Kara Shmi, the Iskaima Batal Al Kium Bishli Musa. That the Kriyas Hashem is that, you can say, it's the same word, but it's just, you know, this, again, this is a different thing is that when you see Kivra Yisrael, you say, you know, Hamamid as Kambedin, Maskis Koshim, Shimcha, what's the next line? Maran Brachos, I forgot. I'm just, but it says each one has got its own, what? Yosis Kambedin, Osi Lachios is Kambedin. Right? And so, but when you see Kivra Akum, you say Busha Imchem. Because that's each one of Klal Yisrael has its own gilui and its own kiyum and its own tikkun, and goyim are just a bunch of behemoths. That's why. That, but again, this is the same. But tzius, each one has its own shame for and its own gilui. Meroiv oinim, my meroiv oinim, da reish dargin slikuv be kol ruusin. All right, istalku be the orech sosin ba'amit. So just again, Reish Dargin the Sliku Bay Kol Ruusin. Whenever you see Ruusin, what?
Not anymore.
That's all you have? Oh, sorry. okay, anyway. Anyway, the Sliku Bay Kol Ruusin, whenever you see the word Salik Bir Usei, right? Salik is a Lashon of Aliyah, and Ruusin is Rotzin, right? And so, Rotzon is always there's always going to be keser. You can rely on that. And the salik beruusei, right, is that it's going to oil beratzon. Oil beratzon, every tikkun we do, every time we put on a kippah, every time we wear tzitzis, every time we do learn Torah, it's male man, which is mayim nukvim, and that's gorem azivug mailo, and that's married mad, which is ha'ar lamato, right? Now, if you look in the gra, in the Safranitz Yusuf, Abdallah Madalad, and the sugi of Beis Sliku, Beis Salkin, he says there that all the aliyahs are to the Moicha Stima, which is the Bina Da'ak, which is the Bina, the Keser Da'ak, however you want to say it. But if you look in my footnote there, I bring a steer that says to the Avira, but that's, you know, that's just because whenever you're oil to there, that's Gurma Zivug of the Avira and the Moicha Stima. But again, the Megala is the Moicha Stima, and the Meshpia is the Avira, and so it's, you can say Aliyah to Moicha Stima, you can say Aliyah to Avira, it's the same thing. But whenever there is a tikkun without a his Eirus, right, that's Lashon of Solik Birusei, because it happened on its own. Now, okay, I'm sorry, we're out of pages, but it was a very short, we call it, trip. And is there anything else I wanted to mention? Does anyone want to ask anything? Because I'm sure, if you ask it, I'm sure other people are having the same question. So if anyone wants to ask something, please do. It doesn't look like you want to. Okay, so. Again, you have to realize this, the Derech HaGrol, just like in Nigla, he was incredibly successful in showing how he understood things, right? He shows the Makaris and he shows the Toitzals and everything is very, very clear. The Rashash, number one, we don't know how he came to these Hasagas, you know, if they were Giluyim from Shamayim, if they had a, you know, whatever he had. The one thing which I can tell you, which is very interesting, is if you're ever Zoicha, I don't know, you're learning the Kol. So, I don't know, but what are they learning? They're just learning Oitzrus? What are they?
Eitzheim.
They learn Eitzheim, and they got the Shar Chaf?
It's about 5 years.
Uh-huh, and what Mepharshim did you guys learn?
Nothing strange.
Okay, I'll get to that in a second then. So, if you're Zoicha to understand, especially from Chaf to Chaf A, right, that's where you need really for Kavanos. When you learn Kavanos, you'll see, they'll say, okay, when you put on your tzitzis, you're Mechavin, this chain, or this nakuda, you're attacking this, and then 5 pages later, he says, no, you're really mechavin this, and then you'll see like 4 different kavanas. And so the Rashash, number one, he takes all his kavanas and puts them into Shemoi, Savaya, with nakuda, or with Sirifim, or with all kinds of, you know, interesting things, and then he's mechavin all of them. And it's a real arbit to get it all clear, because it's just really hard, because you have to have everything in your head at the same time, and but that's what the Rashash did. How he did it, I don't know. The Grol, I mean, as far as I can tell, because she's seen something from the Grol, which seemed like a Gilui from nowhere. I mean, it seems like a very, you know, he's always very clear in his Divrei Torah. I mean, I'll put in another thing, that the Mefarsha Eitz Chaim we have are very, very few and far between. You know, we have, you know, been the only, I mean, again, the Piskei Sharim, as far as I know, is the only Mefarsha Eitz Chaim we have that was a Gadol in Nigla. He was one of the Gedolei Ador. He was the Rav of Tikton. He was the Talmud of the Grol. And he was known as one of the Gedolei Talmidim. And his tshuvas are used in Nigla. And he was Mefarish the Eitz Chaim. And he's from the Dor of the Ksois. And again, from my idea, please, if you think differently, don't be ashamed to say, is that he seems like a Ksois there also. His level of Chiddush and his level of, you know, of Havana, not of level of Havana, that's wrong, but the level of Chiddush and Megala, it sounds like a Ksois to me. It sounds like that Dor. And the Leshem is from the Dor of the Rav Chaim and the Griz. And he sounds like that also. He's, I mean, again, the Leshem was, he took all that Litvish Aderech of, you know, Amkus and bringing everything down, and he had everything in his head. And he was Megalit in a really, you know, straight format. But you'll see him being Choylik, but just do your best to not be a Machria, you know, just like Bez Hashem, we're not Machria between Mogen of Romans and Tazes, or, you know, between, you know, we learned the Gedolei Achrayim, we're not Machria because, you know, whatever, but try and take them all in and have them as clear as possible. It's very hard. It'll take you a long time, but just realize it's fair. But there's no to say this is the derech of the Grol to do like this. I just think he was a litvish alamdin, and the Rashash had a lot of giluyim that we didn't have. You know, the other thing I do want to stress to you is that the Eitz Chaim is not written by the Ari. Right? The Eitz Chaim that we have, that you have, the all he says Eitzers here. I mean, I don't see any Eitz Chaims here, but it's a compilation of Rav Meir Paparush. That's called Derech Eitz Chaim, really, but that doesn't really matter. But the idea is that there's of the Kisvei Ari, there's Adam Yashar, Eitzrus, Rushim, Kilis Yaakov, Mova Sharim, Shar Gdomos, and other Sfarim, which are not so Keseder, but like the Maimai Rashbi, Lifamim, sometimes the Shar Kavonis, and the other Sfarim, Arbama Shekel Kesef. But the main Giluim of the Arizal that we have in the Eitz Chaim are those Adam Yashar, Eitzrus, Kilis Yaakov, Rushim, and the Mova Sharim, the Shar Gdomos. Now, for some reason, which I've got no idea, and if I ever had an answer, I would love to have the answer, is that each one of them seems to me like four Prakim of Baba Kama, that each one is missing a ton. You know, and I don't know why Reb Chaim Vital did that. You know, if you learn Oitzrus, you're going to miss out on all this and all that. And all you won't even know what Mateh Bela Mateh means. You won't know what this Sugi means. You won't know what that Sugi means. And it's a Chaval. Now, I put out an Eitz Chaim with only new scholes. And that's Metakin. Number one, the table of contents should show you where he's saying the same parak twice, and you can skip it, which I encourage people very much to skip it, because, you know, a lot of times, one of the biggest problems these times, you get bogged down and you don't accomplish because you're just seeing the same sugya again and again. It gets a little boring. But now with the gear souls, again, we can't be machriya in gear souls because we're just not, you know, we're not that big. And we can't take responsibility for that. But there's hopefully the Girsa I have in my Eitz Chaim with the Girsa Souls should solve most of the problems. You know, it's a lot of the Mefarshim. I don't know which Mefarshim do you guys use? And use you have a Beis Lechem here, you have a Kerem, what do you, or you know? Yeah, so I think a large percentage of those Sfarim are making up for the bad Girsa. You know, and if you see, you know, a Mova Sharim saying it clearer, so there's no reason to say, oh, I'm learning this because this is the safer, this is what we got. No, this is not. There's no Kabbalah that the Eitz Chaim is a good girsa. No, even the Oitzrus, you know, and even the Yaakov Hillel printed the Oitzrus and these all from Ksav Yad, but there are mistakes there, and I'm not, you know, I sent him my list of mistakes, and he appreciated it. I don't know if he changed it. I don't know what happened, but we don't have any Kabbalah, this is the right one. You know, you have to do your best to use what you have, and hopefully I bring down enough gear souls that it should be a lot clearer. And I definitely stress to use the gear souls. Again, don't get bogged down, but, you know, use them as much as possible, because, you know, you can't say the Mova Sharim is better than the Shark Domos, the Shark Domos is better than the this. I know certain don't even say that, but if you ever look in Leshem, you'll see he doesn't say that at all, and he definitely loses every Leshem there is. And it's Mishachas to them. And to say such a thing with plates, you need real shoulders to say anything. And none of us have those shoulders in this door. And I can't believe in the door beforehand, or the three doors beforehand, no one had the places to be Malchriya that this is the right thing. And if you ever Zoyfet to open Rashash, if you learn Shar Kavanas and Rashash, you'll see that a lot of holes. And those holes are filled with the Priyetz Chaim, or with the Shar Mitzvahs, or with something else. And you can't, you know, say, well, we know our Kabbalah is like this. This is what the Rashashniks held. I don't know who said these things. You know, these are, you know, Kabbalah's Baal Peh. Be very, very wary. You know, use your cup, work hard, and don't jump to erase Sfarim, especially, you know, Priyetz Chaim, especially when you see, if you look in the Hagdama of the Leshem to the Sefer Shar Poinei Kodim, he lists there that he learned Priyetz Chaim before Shar Gdama, Shar Kavanas, and he held that was better. And I agree. You know, he doesn't need my skull, but I'm saying out of the Shar Kavanas I learned, the Priyetz Chaim reads better, it's clearer, and the Rashash seemed to have used it because he says a lot of things. And you'll see, even if you look in the Shar Kavanas, it was printed by Shmuel Vital, and you see every once in a while a Haggah, you know, Amar Shmuel, and he says Derech Efsher, and the Priyetz Chaim says Derech Vaday, so I don't know, it sounds like he didn't have that girsa. But also, another thing is, you should do yourselves a big favor, is that when you read, you know, Eitz Chaim, and it says Haggah of the Tzemach inside, right? Everyone says, well, it's inside, and you have to read it. I don't think you have to read it. You know, I do yourself a favor, and, you know, try and be mamshik as much as possible. But, you know, the Tzemach is the Tzemach, you know, Baruch Hashem, Yirach Tzemach, you know, but it's not Reb Chaim Vital. There's no one on the same level as Reb Chaim Vital. You know, again, I would encourage you, The best way, I think, in my mind, is to, if you use the Eitz Chaim, and look at my Tochen Inyonim, to see what you can skip, and open the Piskei Sharim, and look at the Tochen Inyonim, it'll tell you which part of the Piskei Sharim is which shayach to which part of the Eitz Chaim, and you'll steig a lot from that, because especially you'll be mamshik, and you'll have a mafarish the whole way through, and you won't be, you know, guessing this probably means like that, or that probably, you'll have something. You know, it's not going to be perfect, but if you want, I've published until Shar Tesvov or Shar Yudalid, but I'm ready until Shar Lamed. If someone wants it, I can give it to you. I think if you can get it on Amazon, if you go to Amazon, you type in Yehoshua Lifshitz in Hebrew, you can see it there. I think it's there. I mean, I put it there. I mean, it should be there. But if you need it, you know, feel free to contact me. I want to help people in their learning. If you ever have Shilas, I'd much rather you email them to me than call me, because if you call me, then I have to be available at the time when you're calling, or I'm not always available, but you know, when I'm learning and I want to take a break and I want to read it, like reading a shayla of someone else and writing it out, it also, number one, that'd be easier for me. I'd do a much better job. I'll have more time and I'll be able to find my comments for you. And also, probably if you're asking a question, probably other people have the same question, it'd probably be very good to have a lot of these questions and answers written down. I mean, especially if I'm just sending emails out, I could send emails out to a bunch of people. But whatever I can do to help out the Kollel, I'd be more than happy to. If you guys want something from me, I'd be
your email.
Enough people have, but Z6412.
It's in the Sfarim?
No, it's not. But if you bought, my phone number is in the Sfarim, and you just put a Z before the 6412336 at Gmail. And if you guys, if you do email, Blee Nethers, you know, put that, you guys, especially if you say, I'm from the Kollel in Lakewood, I will give it more COVID rush than it's someone from who knows where, and I don't know if it's a woman or a man I'm saying it's you never know in this generation. You have all kinds of, you know, interesting creations and things like that. I mean, some guy who's, Mizrahi Bakram showed up asking, wanting to talk to me and learning. Not too many. I seriously discourage them from doing it. I don't know if I was successful, but I tried. That's how I was called for my Rebbeim. But, you know, it shouldn't be too hard to get to me. If you have trouble, enough people know me. And if you call my number, my wife should be able to tell you. My kids all should be able to tell you my email. But I'm not such a... Okay. Anything else? No. No. Again, wait. No, I hate to say it. I hate this word nimshol. You know, mushal and nimshol, right? So, which one's clearer?
Which one is clearer?
Yeah, which one is clearer? When you say a mushal to something else, which one is clearer?
The mushal is supposed to be clear.
The mushal is clear, right? Yeah. So now, when it says in the Kisvei Ari that everything that the Ari is megale is a mushal to something else. All right, that means you'll see in the... I mean, I'm pretty sure it's the beginning of Eitz Chaim. I can't tell you about Daf because I don't remember offhand. Is that he's only Megala here. He wasn't Megala above, right? You can't talk from Sag to Ak. Above Sag to Ak, you can't talk. Only from the Urs of Sag and Vayter, which is not really true because you'll see plenty of Deboring before that. And I have Teirusim on that. But, you know, again, Tet Nechofim Yachim Oid. But every Gilui... of every single thing he's going to say, like all the Shar Kavanas, where he's talking Zan Nuk, you have to realize it's also talking the same Zan Nuk above that also. The Zan Nuk of Abba Zan Nuk, of Ima Zan Nuk, of Arich Zan Nuk, of Ati Zan Nuk, of every single, everything. And if you ever, so you have to look in the Shar Pointed Coding, you'll see it's going above, way above. So that's Teich Werther in Mushal and Nimshal, right? And we're talking about a Gilui of Zan Nuk of Atzilus, right? So it's the same thing above that. Right, that's what a mushal and a nimshal is. I don't know who made this up, that the mushal is the Kisvei Arizal, and the nimshal is the corn, the virus in China or something like that. You know, that doesn't make that. I'm saying it's just lemaisa. It doesn't make any sense words, and it's not really true. And if you think about it, you're again to say you're metakin atzilus is one tikkun. To say you're talking ak above is a much hefker tikkun. That's mushal. And nimshal, and that's, you know, if you're medaber there, so fine. But to say that the biggest tikkun is to understand the political state and whatever, that doesn't make any sense, you know. But anyway, I don't know why people say it. I don't know where it came from. I don't know who. But what I said that when he talks about zon atzilus and it goes above, I can find you that mar mokum if you really want to. I mean, I have to look for it. It won't take me too long. Where? What's he say?
He says that all these things that Moshe is taking into Mitzrayim, I'm saying it's reference to Gibulim, how they should...
Yeah, I know, but again... Wait. No, again, I don't know. I don't know where you're talking in Klach. If you show me, I can. I've worked on Klach. I've got a sefer on Klach. It's on my website. You can download it. You know, again, now it's better. I'm working on it, and I'm trying to show you the curse, every single thing on Klach in the Eitz Chaim and the Zohar. It shouldn't be a Ramchal which is floating. I put out a Derech Hashem. I don't know if you've seen it. That every single thing he says, I have Mar Malkum for. That's what I do in my Sfarim. So in the Klach, again, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not going to argue with you because I don't know. I'm just saying it could be the Klach. All the Sefer Ramchal seem to be doing that. Seem to be taking it. No. Again. Okay. I mean, but then you have to understand if that's meaning. If that's the Ramchal, that's the Ramchal. There's other Sfarim which say differently. But I'm not trying to make a machlokes. What I'm trying to say is. No, but what again? If you look in the Ram, my Biurim, my Sefer Leshem of the Biurim, at the back there's the Michtam of the Leshem, and at the back there's the Chelik of the Dea, which is saying things against the Ramchal. And what he's saying against Ramchal is what I told you, is that the Ramchal, when he brings it to Anhaga L'Maisel, right? That's not Maisel Merkava. He doesn't say it's Treif. He doesn't say it's Bittel Teri. He just says it's not Liman Kabbalah. It's Liman Nigla. That's what Leshem says. And I'm not sure the Ramchal would be chaylik on that. To say the Ramchal wouldn't agree with that. And he's saying, no, you don't have to learn Kisari. You don't have to understand the Kabbalahs. You don't have to be having these things. You just have to know Hanhagas Hashem. That sounds a bit weird to me. You know, again, I'm just me. I'm a young guy. You know, it could be I'm wrong. You know, fine, other Rabbah. But, you know, I'm just saying, I don't know. The only Ramchal I've seen after I learned Kisari, you know, well, is, you know, drops. But after, if you want to show me a Chark Mekubal, I'd love to see it. You know, but I just think, what I'm saying, I think makes a lot of sense, though, right? To say that there's a Moshel, and there's a Hecher Darg, which you can't understand, and that's a Nimshel, that makes sense. To say this is a Moshel for that, to say it's a Shurish, that makes a lot more sense. And you want to understand the Shurish, the Anaf makes a lot more sense. Again, you have to know, it's the language of the Ramchal, you know, but again, I'm not the, I don't know, show me inside, and I'll be smarter. Please. Again. The Rabbi Isaac Kolver, right? He wasn't a kind of mensch, and he wasn't just, you know, saying things out. But imagine if you were learning, you know, Baba Kama, and all of a sudden you have Ksois on Baba Kama, not Ksois equation, but Rabbi Leib on his peers on Baba Kama. You take it seriously, right? And at the bottom of my Piskei Sharim, you should see a lot of the Makuris for a lot of things he says, and it should make it a lot clearer. Yes, he does use Ramchal, but that's not what the Sefer is. The Sefer is not a Ramchal on all of Eitz Chaim. There's plenty which is just Eitz Chaim as it is. It could be sometimes he brings it in to understand the Shita of Ramchal, the Derech of Ramchal also, but to say that's the Sefer, I think it's a...
No, I just saw the beginning.
Well, you saw the Shrablot or you saw the beginning?
No, the beginning.
Okay, I mean, again, the one thing I would encourage you, I don't know which Piskei Sharim you have, there's a bunch of... Okay, there's just for the record that mine, I got a Xaviad, and it's a lot clearer, and also the other one, the Mekalkal things, you should realize, I print Sfarim, I've done Baruch Hashem 16 Sfarim, it's so easy to mess up whatever you want, and nothing can stop me. You know, you can print whatever you want, unless someone catches it. And nowadays, no one's going to catch it, no one's going to stop you, but it's just, you have to be very careful when you read a Sefer. If the person doing it didn't have a Chayas or didn't know, you know, the fact that someone's Amaritz, it's not a tain on him, you know, that, again, he had a Ksagyad, he put it out, and Baruch Hashem, you know, I've seen Sfarim, I just saw a Sefer today, in the Maim Adirim, they had Zayin, Bez Zayin Mutsokos, that's not correct, the Pasuk in, I think it's in Daniel, whatever, Zayin, Bez Zayin Mutsokos, and there's a whole sugya on that, you know, and the person who's asking me got stuck, I think because of the bays, you know, because it was just a mistake, you know, that's it's a very small difference. It's very easy to make that mistake. And if you look through my Zohar, you'll see tons of places where Montovo skips from one word to the next. If you have the same word one line above, they'll skip all the time. And you'll see that in Piskei Sharim left and right. You know, it takes a lot of avoidah, you know, but Bez Hashem. Don't give up. Keep the mamshich, but you know, but meshkiya koyches. Is there any chance of making a Meirav, or is that not Nogia? I doesn't look at it. Okay. Beseder. Arach to you. Arach to you. That's for you. Yeah, please take it. What? What? When?
My David Zedek.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
A little different.
Pasim is local. All right, a lot of what's local. So, who's this?
You want to take?
No. Again.